humillarse bajo la poderosa mano de Dios.
Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God.
1 de Pedro 5, 6 a 7.
1 Peter 5, 6 to 7.
1 Peter 5, 6 to 7. Everybody have a Bible or not? Because today no, it's not in the screen. We need.
Okay, the verses say, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, and he that he may exalt you in due time.
Sorry, but
casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you.
Humillaos echando toda vuestra ansiedad sobre él.
Humble yourself, casting all of your care upon him.
¿Qué es humillarse ante Dios? ¿Qué no es humillarse ante Dios?
And what is not humbling yourselves?
Sorry, you have a strong voice.
I've got too much volume, that's it. Okay.
A ver, habla.
Yes, that's fine. That's
fine. ¿Qué no es humillarse ante Dios?
What is not humbling yourself?
Humillarse ante Dios no es arrodillarse en un culto.
Humbling yourself is not kneeling down in a service.
Durante la adoración.
During worship time.
Puedes estar 3 días arrodillado.
You could spend 3 days kneeling down.
Sin haberte humillado ante Dios.
Without having humbled yourself before the Lord.
Humillarse ante Dios tampoco es.
Humbling yourself before the Lord isn't.
Orar diciendo algo así.
Praying, saying something like.
Oh Señor, me humillo ante ti.
Oh Lord, I humble myself before you.
Reconozco que no soy nada delante de ti.
I recognize I'm nothing before you.
Solo soy un gusano indigno.
I'm just an unworthy little worm.
No merezco nada.
I don't deserve anything.
Soy lo último, lo más insignificante.
I'm the last, the most insignificant.
Eso tampoco es humillarse.
That's not humbling yourself either.
Eso es no más que ser un santo miserable.
That's just being a miserable saint.
You understand the word miserable?
Yeah.
No tiene mala connotación.
No. In English, no, that's miserable.
In Spanish,
yeah.
Is a little bit.
Yeah, the word in Spanish has got a slightly different meaning. That's why saying you using the word miserable in Spanish sounds a lot stronger than English.
But you understand. Dios dice que tú eres un hijo de Dios.
God says that you are a child of God.
Y Dios no tiene hijos gusano.
And he hasn't got any children who are little worms.
Ni hijos indignos.
And he hasn't got any children who are unworthy.
Ni hijos insignificantes.
Or insignificant.
Porque él te ha vestido con su justicia.
Because he has dressed you in his righteousness.
Él te ha dado su propia dignidad.
He has given you his own dignity and worthiness.
Te ha coronado de gloria.
He's crowned you with glory.
Amen. Te ha hecho rey y sacerdote.
He's made you a king and a priest.
Así que nos humillamos cuando creemos lo que Dios dice que somos.
We actually humble ourselves when we believe what he says we are.
Amen.
Amen.
Humillarse también es.
Humbling ourselves is also
vivir una vida de obediencia.
Living a life of obedience
a su palabra.
To his word.
Pero hoy quiero enseñar sobre otra manera de humillarse.
But today I want to teach about a different way of humbling ourselves.
Nos humillamos cuando echamos nuestra ansiedad sobre él.
We humble ourselves when we cast our care upon him.
Y echamos nuestra ansiedad sobre él porque confiamos en él.
And we cast our care upon him because we trust him.
Y creemos que siempre nos cuida.
And we believe that he always cares for us.
Lo acabamos de leer en una de Pedro.
We've just read that here in these two verses.
Humillaos.
Humble yourself.
Echando toda vuestra ansiedad sobre él.
Casting all of your care upon him.
Porque él cuida de vosotros.
Because he cares for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Echar nuestra ansiedad sobre él no es una opción.
Casting our care on him isn't an option.
Es un mandamiento.
It's actually a commandment.
¿Qué es la ansiedad?
What is anxiety?
La ansiedad y la preocupación.
Anxiety and worry.
Voy a quitar esto, no sé que esté. Better off because maybe it's stuck off. I don't need that. Well, a lo mejor maybe it's feedback with this.
Eso es.
Thank you.
Sí, está bien. Sigue.
Echar nuestra ansiedad sobre él no es una opción, es un mandamiento.
So, casting our care upon him isn't an option. It's
a commandment.
¿Qué es la ansiedad? What is anxiety? What is worry?
¿Ansiedad es lo que estoy yo haciendo con el micrófono?
It's what I'm doing with this microphone.
Go.
No, yeah, exactly.
Go out.
Yeah.
La ansiedad y la preocupación son una forma de orgullo.
Anxiety and worry are actually a form of pride.
Que en realidad afirma.
Which, in truth, affirm.
Que el problema es demasiado grande para el Señor.
That the problem is too big for the Lord.
Y que por eso tenemos que ocuparnos.
And that's why we have to occupy ourselves with the problem.
La ansiedad es orgullo.
Anxiety is actually pride.
Porque no creen en la capacidad de Dios.
Because we're not believing in His capacity.
La ansiedad y la preocupación vienen del temor.
Anxiety and worry come from fear.
Y el temor viene de Satanás.
And fear comes from Satan, the enemy.
Así que cuando estamos ansiosos o preocupados,
so when we're anxious or worried about something,
estamos siendo orgullosos.
We're actually being prideful and not humble.
Nosotros nos humillamos cuando le damos al Señor el problema.
We humble ourselves when we give Him the problem.
Y solamente le daremos a Él el problema si confiamos en Él.
And we'll only give Him the problem if we trust Him.
Entonces, ¿cómo echamos la ansiedad sobre Él?
How do we cast our care upon Him?
Ponemos nuestra confianza sobre Él.
We put our trust in Him.
Porque creemos que nos ama.
Because we believe He loves us.
Y oramos algo así.
And we pray something like this.
Señor, tu palabra dice que siempre cuidas de mí.
Lord, your word says that you always care for me.
Así que yo te quito toda ansiedad de mí.
So, I cast all of my care.
Y decido echarla sobre ti.
Onto you.
Te doy a ti esta situación por la que estoy pasando.
I give you this situation that I'm going through.
Y decido que desde este momento tú tomas el control.
And I decide that from this moment onwards you are taking control of it.
Así que espero en ti por la solución.
So, I wait upon you for the solution to the problem.
Gracias, Padre, en el
Thank
nombre
you,
de Jesús.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Así más o menos echamos la ansiedad sobre
That's really how we cast our care upon Him.
Entonces, ¿qué pasa si no echamos la ansiedad
so,
sobre
what happens if we don't cast our care upon Him?
Lo único que pasa es que tú seguirás con la carga.
The only thing that will happen is that you'll carry on with that burden.
Tú seguirás al control de la situación.
You'll stay in control of the situation.
Y el Señor no podrá ayudarte.
And the Lord won't be able to help you.
Antes que el Señor pueda ayudarte,
before the Lord can actually help you,
la ansiedad y el temor tienen que desaparecer.
The anxiety and fear have got to disappear.
Amén.
Amen.
A veces Satanás te puede atacar con un dardo de temor.
Sometimes the enemy can attack you with a dart of fear.
Que te pilla por sorpresa.
They'll catch you like that by surprise.
En ese momento no sabes qué hacer.
And in that, at that moment, you sometimes don't know what to do.
Te quedas paralizado.
You kind of like become paralyzed.
Pero la palabra dice que si clamamos al Señor, Él vendrá en nuestra ayuda.
But the word says, if we call to Him, He will come to our rescue.
Psalm 34:4.
It says, I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and delivered me from all my fears.
Exacto. El Señor me libera de todos mis temores.
The Lord delivered me from all of my fears.
El Señor te librará de cualquier temor que tengas hoy.
The Lord will deliver you from any fear that you might have today.
Esto a veces puede ser un proceso más o menos largo.
Sometimes this can be a longish process.
Pero a veces es instantáneo.
But other times it's just like that, instant.
Lo sé por experiencia.
I know that from experience.
Una vez recibí una carta.
Once I received a letter.
Y venía dentro un dardo de temor.
And within that letter was enclosed a dart of fear.
Un dardo de temor es un dardo directamente del diablo.
And a dart of fear is like a direct attack from the enemy.
Es instantáneo.
It's instant.
Entonces, enseguida me puse a orar, clamé al Señor.
And what did I do? Straight away, I just called out to the Lord.
Señor, libérame de este temor. ¿Qué está pasando?
I said, Lord, free me from this fear. And I asked Him the question, what's happening?
Entonces, oré en lenguas 3 minutos.
And I prayed in tongues for about 3 minutes.
E instantaneamente,
and instantaneously,
la paz del Señor vino sobre mí.
The peace of the Lord came upon me.
Su presencia vino sobre mí.
His presence came upon me.
Y el temor se vio, salió fuera.
And the fear left.
Tenemos que confiar en el Señor, en su palabra.
We have to trust in the Lord and we have to trust in His word.
Ejemplo.
Example.
Supón que te diagnostican un cáncer.
But let's suppose that they've given you a diagnosis of cancer.
Y reaccionas con temor.
And you react in fear.
El Señor no te condena si reaccionas.
The Lord never condemns you if you have fear.
Pero Él espera que vengas a Él y le
But
pidas ayuda.
He's waiting for you to come to Him and ask Him for His help.
Le pides que te libere de ese temor.
You ask Him to set you free from this fear.
Y Él lo hará de manera sobrenatural.
And He will do it in a supernatural way.
Y entonces solo después de liberarte de ese temor.
And only after He set you free from this fear.
Puede ocuparse de tu problema.
Will He be able to actually occupy Himself with your situation, with your problem?
Se ocupará de la enfermedad.
He'll take care
caso.
Of the illness in this case, in this example.
¿Cómo?
How?
Puede sanarte directamente a través de la oración de los hermanos.
He could heal you directly through prayer from brothers and sisters.
O a través de la medicina.
Or through medicine.
Pero lo hará.
But He'll do it.
Si pones tu confianza
If
en Él.
You put your trust in Him.
Confía en Él.
Trust in Him.
De todo tu corazón,
with all of your heart, the word says.
Así que cuando clamamos al Señor,
so,
Él quita primero nuestro temor.
When we trust in the Lord, He takes away that fear first and foremost.
Y después entra en la situación.
And then, secondly, He enters directly into that situation.
Él no puede obrar si hay temor por medio.
He can't operate if there's fear in the middle.
Porque el temor es como poner tu fe en Satanás.
Because fear is like putting your faith in the enemy.
Amén.
Amen.
El temor es fe en Satanás.
It's faith in the enemy, in Satan.
Pero
But
la noticia es
the good news is
que Satanás no puede hacerte nada.
That the enemy can't do anything to you.
Aparte del temor.
Apart from fear.
Pero Dios tampoco hará nada por ti.
But God won't be able to do anything for you either.
Aparte del amor.
Apart from love.
Aparte de la fe que tienes
apart
en su amor.
From faith in His love.
Creer activamente que Dios te ama.
Believing that God loves you
is la clave de la victoria en
is
cualquier situación.
The key to the victory in any situation.
Amen.
Amen.
Entonces, hemos hablado de la ansiedad
so,
y el temor.
We've talked about anxiety and fear.
Ahora, ¿qué es lo opuesto a la ansiedad y el temor?
So let's look now at what is the opposite of anxiety and fear.
La paz de Dios.
The peace of the Lord.
Filipenses 4, 6 a 7.
Philippians
4, 6, 7. Is okay?
Yeah, I'll just sit down and let you get on with it.
Philippians, what you said? You said something wrong?
Rude, yeah. Rude? Yeah, I was being very rude.
I don't pay attention, but...
Being rude.
Philippians 4, 6, 7.
Yeah, the word says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving... Let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Por nada estéis afanosos.
Be anxious for nothing.
Y la paz de Dios
and the peace of God
guardará vuestros corazones y vuestras mentes.
Will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Así que cuando nos humillamos echando la ansiedad
so,
sobre el Señor,
when we humble ourselves, casting our care on the Lord,
entonces entramos en la paz.
Then we enter into the peace
de saber que Él está al control.
Of knowing that He is in control of the situation.
Lo repetiré.
Let me just repeat that.
Cuando nos humillamos echando la ansiedad sobre Él,
when we humble ourselves, casting our care upon Him,
entramos en la paz de saber que Él está al control.
We enter into the peace of knowing that He's in control of the situation.
Amen.
Amen.
Pero asegúrate de estar en la verdadera paz.
But make sure that you are in real peace.
Porque todos hemos oído muchas veces.
Because we've all heard.
A lot of times.
At times, yeah.
Hermano, yo tengo paz en esta situación.
Brother, sister, I've got peace in this situation.
Pero algo te está diciendo que son solo palabras.
But something inside you is telling you it's only words.
Así que asegúrate de estar
so,
en la verdadera paz.
Make sure you're in real peace.
La paz de Dios no es algo que tú produces con tu propio esfuerzo.
The peace of God isn't something that you can work up in your own strength.
No es algo que produces con tu mente.
It's not something you can produce mentally.
Ni con ningún tipo de esfuerzo.
And you can't produce it with any kind of mental effort.
La verdadera paz de Dios es un fruto del Espíritu.
The peace of the Lord, true peace of the Lord, is a fruit of the Spirit.
No está en la mente.
It's not in the mind.
Es la paz de Dios.
It's the peace of God.
Su propia paz.
It's His own peace.
Fluyendo directamente desde el Espíritu Santo.
Flowing directly from the Holy Spirit.
A tu espíritu.
To your spirit.
El Señor dijo.
The Lord said.
Mi paz os doy.
My peace I give you.
Mi paz os dejo.
My peace I leave you.
Mi paz os doy.
My peace I give you.
Mi paz.
My peace.
Mi paz.
My peace.
La paz de Dios es sobrenatural.
The peace of God is supernatural.
Es un don.
It's a gift.
Vamos a ver Isaías 26:3.
Let's have a look.
Isaiah 26:3.
Right.
You give me that portion.
I'm not as quick as you. Just wait a minute.
Isaiah 26:3.
Yeah. Okay. And it says, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you."
¿Qué está diciendo
esta
palabra?
This verse saying?
Que si confías verdaderamente en Dios,
it's saying that if you truly trust in the Lord,
tendrás verdaderamente paz.
You will have true, real peace.
Sin confianza en Dios,
without any trust in the Lord,
no hay verdadera paz.
There isn't any true peace.
Solo tendrás una paz mental.
You just have mental peace.
La verdadera paz es la condición del corazón.
True peace is a condition of the heart.
Que confía en Dios independientemente de las circunstancias.
And it trusts in the Lord independently of circumstances.
Si tienes verdadera paz,
if you've got true peace,
estás confiando en Dios.
You're trusting in the Lord
independently
of any kind of circumstance that you're facing.
Así que vemos que la confianza
so,
en Dios,
we see that trust in Lord
y la paz de Dios,
and the peace of God
siempre van unidas.
Go together.
Si no hay verdadera confianza,
if there's no true trust,
no hay verdadera paz.
There isn't any true peace.
La paz de Dios,
the peace of the Lord,
es un barómetro exacto,
is a true barometer
de nuestro nivel de fe,
of our faith level.
Amén.
Amen.
Así que nuestro llamado es a permanecer en el Señor.
So our calling is to remain in Him.
Y si permanecemos en él,
and if we remain in him,
permanecemos también en su paz.
We'll remain as well in his peace.
Si la ansiedad está creciendo en tu vida,
if anxiety is growing in your life,
es porque de alguna manera te has separado de él.
It's because in some way, shape or form, you've actually distanced yourself from him.
El Señor no está preocupado en el cielo.
The Lord's not worried up in heaven.
Y tampoco lo estarán los que habitan en él.
And those that actually abide in him won't be either.
¿Entendemos eso?
Do we understand this?
Amen. Los que moran en él,
those who abide in him,
los que entran en su reposo,
those who enter into his rest,
su reposo,
his rest.
Amen.
Amen.
Así que habitar en la paz de Dios,
so, living in the peace of the Lord,
es una fortaleza contra la que el enemigo no tiene ningún poder.
It's a fortress against which the enemy's got absolutely no power.
La paz de Dios en una situación,
the peace of the Lord in a situation,
desarma el poder del enemigo.
Completely disarms the enemy.
Por eso la mayoría de los ataques de Satanás,
that's why the majority of attacks from the enemy,
serán primero tratar de quitarte la paz,
are first and foremost to steal your peace.
Vamos a poner un ejemplo.
Let's look at an example.
Cuando Pedro bajó del barco y anduvo por el agua.
When Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water.
Es porque tenía verdaderamente confianza en el Señor.
It was because he had real trust in the Lord. He trusted him.
Así que cuando el Señor le dijo, "Ven."
So when the Lord said to him, "Come."
Él creyó y empezó a andar sobre el agua.
He believed it and started walking.
Y al poner su confianza en el Señor,
and as he put his trust in the Lord,
recibió paz.
He received peace.
Sin paz no hubiera podido andar sobre
without peace, he wouldn't have been able to walk on
si
the water.
Estado
if
temeroso,
he'd been like full of fear,
mucha gente piensa que él se bajó del barco con temor.
Lots of people think that he got out of the boat in fear.
Es imposible.
No, that would be impossible.
No hubiera podido hacerlo.
He wouldn't have been able to have done that.
Él tenía la paz sobrenatural.
He had a supernatural peace.
Porque había oído al Señor
because
decir, ven.
He'd heard the Lord speak to him and say, come.
Amen.
Amen.
¿Qué pasó entonces?
But then, what happened?
Entonces Satanás vino a atacarlo.
Then, the enemy came to attack.
Satanás atacó su paz.
He attacked his peace.
Haciendo que quitara su vista del Señor.
Making him take his eyes off the Lord.
Y mirar a la tormenta.
And look at the storm.
Se enfocó en las circunstancias.
Peter focused on circumstances.
Y al enfocarse en las circunstancias.
And as he did.
Temió.
He feared.
Y perdió la paz.
And lost his peace.
Amen.
Amen.
Entonces empezó a hundirse.
And began to sink. Glug, 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 glug.
Empezó a tragar agua.
Started swallowing water.
Así que el diablo atacará tu paz.
So the enemy will attack your peace.
Haciendo que quites tu vista del Señor.
Trying to get you to take your eyes or your focus off the Lord.
Haciendo que te enfoques en las circunstancias.
And he'll try to get you to focus on circumstances.
Todo lo que tenemos que hacer es mantener la paz.
The only thing that we need to do is to keep our peace.
Poniendo nuestros ojos en el Señor.
By keeping our eyes on Him.
Si quitas tus ojos del Señor,
if you take your eyes off Him,
perderás la paz,
you'll lose peace,
y empezarás,
and you'll start
glug, 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 glug,
glug, glug, glug.
Amen.
Amen.
Así que tenemos que buscar la paz.
So we need to look for peace.
Sorry.
It's okay. You can have that and that. There you go.
Hey. I prefer that.
Okay, well, you have the one you want.
Would you say what I need to choose? La vida cristiana es permanecer en Cristo.
The whole of our Christian life is remaining in Him.
Este es Cristo.
This is Christ.
Y este eres tú.
And this is you.
No, better that. One. These are you. Muchos piensan.
A lot of people think.
Que cuando el Señor murió, murió solo.
That when the Lord died, He just died.
Alone.
He died alone.
No.
He didn't.
Tú moriste con él.
You died with him.
Tú fuiste juntamente crucificado
you
con
were
él.
Crucified together with him.
Yeah, muchos dicen, gracias, Señor, por haber muerto por mí.
Lots of people say, thank you, Lord, for having died for me.
Pero en realidad, tú moriste con él.
But in truth, you also died with him.
El Padre hizo una obra perfecta.
The Father did a perfect work.
Él te puso en Cristo.
He put you in Christ.
Cuando Cristo murió,
when Christ died,
tú moriste con él.
You died with him.
Cuando el Señor resucitó,
when the Lord rose from the dead,
tú resucitaste con
you
él.
Rose together with him.
Cuando él ascendió a los cielos,
when he ascended to heaven,
y se sentó a la diestra del Padre,
and he sat down at the right hand of God,
tú te sentaste con él.
You sat down with him.
Siempre estás en él.
You're always in him.
Lo creas o no.
Whether you believe that or not.
Lo sientas o no.
Whether you feel it or not.
Siempre estás en él.
You're always in him.
Así que la vida cristiana.
So the Christian life.
Es descanso.
Is rest.
Descansar en Cristo.
It's resting in Christ.
Él ya todo lo hizo.
He did everything for us.
Ti.
He did it all for you.
Tú no tienes que hacer nada.
You don't have to do anything.
Ni tienes que estar ansioso.
And you don't have to be anxious.
Donde él está, tú estás.
Where he is, you are.
Y él siempre tiene paz.
And he's always got peace.
Tú estás en él.
You're in him.
Él siempre tiene paz.
He always has peace.
Él nunca está ansioso por nada.
He's never anxious for anything.
Él no teme nada.
He doesn't fear anything.
Y como tú estás en él,
and as you're in him,
se supone que tú tampoco tienes que tener temor ni ansiedad.
Then we would suppose that you shouldn't have any kind of fear or anxiety, right?
Bajo ninguna circunstancia.
Under any kind of a circumstance.
¿Cuál es tu única responsabilidad?
What's your only responsibility?
Permanecer en él.
To remain in him.
Amen.
Amen.
Esa es la vida cristiana.
That's the Christian life.
Es descanso.
It's resting.
Es reposo.
Resting in him.
Amen.
Amen.
Solo tenemos que cuidar nuestra posición espiritual.
We only need to take care of our position spiritually speaking.
La palabra lo dice de otra forma también.
The word says it in a different way as well.
Tú eres un pámpano.
You branch. Are a branch, yeah.
You know the word branch?
Yeah, branch.
Tú eres un pámpano.
You're a branch.
Él es la vid.
He is the vine.
Amén.
Amen.
Así que solo tienes que permanecer.
So, you've only got to remain.
El único trabajo de un pámpano.
The only work that a branch has
es permanecer en la vid.
Is to stay within the vine.
El pámpano no tiene que preocuparse de llevar fruit.
The branch doesn't have to worry about bearing fruit.
Lo lleva naturalmente.
It does it naturally.
¿Quién produce el fruto?
Who produces the fruit?
¿El pámpano o la vid?
The vine or the branch? Which?
The vine.
The vine, yeah.
That's right. Only the pastor knows that? Wow. The vine produces the fruit. You only need rest. Permanecer en él.
All you have to do is to remain in him.
Permanece en la vid y llevarás mucho fruto, dice la palabra.
Remain in the vine and you will bring forth much fruit. That's what the word says.
Amen.
Amen.
Cuando no entendemos que lo único que tenemos que hacer es cuando no entendemos esto que lo único que tenemos que hacer es permanecer.
When we don't understand the fact that the only thing we have to do is to remain in him.
¿Qué hacemos?
What do we do?
Tratamos de producir fruto en nuestras propias
we
fuerzas.
Try to produce the fruit in our own strength.
Y la palabra dice, sin mí, nada podéis hacer.
And the word says, without me, there's nothing that you can do.
Es igual que decir, si no permaneces en la vid.
It's the same as saying, if you don't remain in the vine,
sin mí, nada podéis hacer.
Without me, nothing, there's nothing doing.
Nosotros no podemos producir fruto en nuestras propias fuerzas.
We can't produce the fruit in our own strength.
En ningún sentido de la vida cristiana.
In no sense, no sense whatsoever in the Christian life.
El pámpano no produce fruto.
The branch does not produce the
solo
fruit.
Lo lleva, lo sostiene.
It just exactly, that's the word. It just supports it, yeah.
La vid, que es Cristo, es quien produce el fruto.
The vine, who is Christ, is who produces the fruit.
Él es la vida.
He is the life.
Es la vida que llega al pámpano.
He is the life source that reaches the branch.
La vida fluye desde la vid al pámpano.
The life flows from the vine up through the branches.
Yo solo tengo que estar conectado.
All I've got to do is to remain connected.
Permanecer en él.
Remain in him.
Amen.
Amen.
Mediante la fe.
Through faith.
La vida cristiana no es esfuerzo.
Christian life isn't a whole load of effort.
La vida cristiana es permanecer.
The Christian life is remaining.
Un pámpano naturalmente permanece, no se esfuerza por permanecer.
A branch doesn't make a whole lot of effort to remain in the vine or in the tree.
Esto es muy importante.
This is really important.
¿Cómo permanecemos?
How do we remain?
¿Tenemos que hacer algún esfuerzo para permanecer en Cristo?
Do we have to make some kind of superhuman effort to remain in Christ?
No.
No.
Solo tenemos que creer que somos pámpanos.
All we've got to do is to believe that we are branches.
Él es el que nos sostiene.
He is the one who sustains us.
Amén.
Amen.
Entonces, ¿qué ocurre como pámpanos perdemos la paz?
So what happens as branches when we lose our peace?
Bloqueamos el fluir de la vida que viene de la vid. Bloqueamos.
We block the life force that comes up through the vine.
Y dejamos de llevar fruto.
And we stop bearing fruit.
La paz es un fruto del espíritu.
Peace is a fruit of the spirit, as we've already said.
Que mantiene a todos los demás frutos en su lugar.
And this fruit is the one that maintains all the other fruit in its place.
Cuando perdemos la paz,
when we lose our peace,
rápidamente perdemos.
We quickly lose
nuestra paciencia,
our patience,
amor,
love,
dominio propio,
self-control,
etc. Amén.
Amen.
Y entonces, ¿qué pasa cuando perdemos esto?
So what happens when we lose this?
Cuando perdemos la paz.
When we lose our peace.
Es que caemos de nuestra posición en Cristo.
We fall from our position in Christ.
Nos separamos de nuestra posición.
We separate ourselves from that position.
Siempre estamos ahí.
We're always there.
Pero en realidad lo que hacemos,
in reality what we do is
separarnos de él.
Separate ourselves from him.
¿Entendemos esto?
Do we understand what I'm saying here?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Entonces, si realmente estamos permaneciendo en él,
if we're really abiding in him,
el fruto del Espíritu siempre lo demostrará.
The fruit of the Spirit will always demonstrate that fact.
Amén.
Amen.
Entonces, cuanto más grande sea la tormenta en tu vida,
so, the bigger the storm in your life,
más debes de buscar la paz.
The more you need to seek peace.
La palabra dice, busca la paz y síguela.
The word says, seek peace and follow it.
No te enfoques en la tormenta.
Don't focus on the storm.
De hecho, tu victoria depende.
In fact, your victory depends
de mantener la paz.
Upon you maintaining your peace.
Vamos a ver un último versículo.
Let's look at one last verse.
Romans 16:20. Romans 16, no 60, 20. 16. Quick.
See, boy. And the word says, and the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen.
¿Cuál has leído?
20.
¿Qué dice?
El Dios de paz.
¿Sí qué?
Aplastará a Satanás bajo tus pies.
Exacto. Y el Dios de paz aplastará pronto a Satanás debajo de vuestros pies.
And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly.
¿Qué quiere decir este versículo?
What does this verse mean?
Lo que quiere decir este versículo,
what it means is,
es que si mantienes la paz,
if you keep your peace,
pronto verás la victoria.
You'll soon see the victory.
Amen.
Amen.
Vamos a dejar de buscar de salir desesperadamente corriendo.
Let's stop dashing off desperately.
Cuando hay una situación.
When there's a situation.
Oh, hermano, ayúdame.
Oh, brother, so and so, help me.
Vamos a buscar al Señor.
Let's look and seek the Lord.
El Señor dice que Él quita todos tus temores.
The Lord says that He will remove all of your fears.
De manera sobrenatural.
In a supernatural way.
Amén.
Amen.
Aleluya.